If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of strength, wisdom, and a whole lot of courage. I'm Dylan Brooks, your host, and let me tell you, today's topic hits home: self-discipline. You know that feeling when you set a goal? Maybe it's hitting the gym or finally writing that book, or just waking up before noon. Okay, maybe that last one's just me. But then life throws its curveballs, distractions, temptations, and suddenly that awesome plan is gathering dust. We've all been there. The good news is, self-discipline isn't some mystical superpower reserved for monks on mountainsides. It's a muscle we can all train, strengthen, and flex whenever we need it. Think of it like this. Imagine your goals are those epic quests in a video game. You need the right skills and tools to get there. Self-discipline is that trusty sword, that armor, that keeps you focused and motivated on the path, even when things get tough. So, what exactly does self-discipline look like? Let's break it down into five powerful takeaways that can transform your life. First up, clarity is key. Ever heard the saying, a goal without a plan is just a wish? Totally true. Self-discipline starts with knowing exactly where you want to go. It's like having a GPS for your life. Get specific, write it down, and visualize yourself crushing those goals. Next, it's all about small wins. You don't become a marathon runner by suddenly deciding to run 26 miles. Self-discipline thrives on consistency. Break down your big goals into manageable chunks, smaller steps that build momentum. Each victory, no matter how small, fuels your motivation and keeps you moving forward. Third, resist the urge to multitask. Trust me, we've all been there, juggling a million things at once, only to end up feeling overwhelmed and unproductive. Focus on one task at a time, give it your full attention, and watch how much more you can accomplish. It's like being a laser beam, sharp focus, and unstoppable. Now, embracing discomfort is crucial. Self-discipline isn't always about sunshine and rainbows. There will be times when you need to push through those I don't feel like it moments. Remember, growth happens outside your comfort zone. Embrace the challenge, step up, and watch yourself become stronger and more resilient. Finally, celebrate your victories. Self-discipline isn't just about grinding away. It's also about acknowledging your progress and celebrating your wins. Whether it's treating yourself to something you enjoy or simply taking a moment to appreciate how far you've come, make sure to reward yourself for your hard work. You deserve it. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, she's got this awesome goal running a half marathon. That she struggles with procrastination and finding the motivation to train consistently. She knows what she wants, but getting there feels like climbing Mount Everest. Then, Sarah decides to apply these self-discipline principles. She sets clear training goals, breaks them down into manageable runs, and focuses on one workout at a time. She starts small, maybe just 30 minutes a few times a week, and gradually increases the intensity and duration. There are days when she feels tired or uninspired, but she reminds herself of her goal and pushes through the discomfort. Most importantly, Sarah celebrates each milestone, finishing a tough run, hitting a new distance record, or simply showing up for herself day after day. And guess what? Sarah crosses that finish line feeling empowered and proud. Self-discipline helped her transform her dream into reality. So remember, folks, self-discipline is not about perfection, it's about progress. It's about showing up consistently, making choices that align with your goals, and celebrating every step of the journey. Ready to unlock your own potential? Start by setting one small, achievable goal for tomorrow, something that aligns with your values and aspirations. And when you crush it, give yourself a high five. You deserve it. Keep practicing, keep pushing, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep on conquering those mountains.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.